the name Lord Jesus, I speak.
啊，奉主耶稣圣名在这里讲话。
There are many questions submitted, more than 50.
我们有超过50个问题哈。
So I don't think I can answer them all.
我想我们不会有时间来回答每一个问题。
I'll do my best to answer questions related to the topic that we talk about. Yeah.The doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
那我首先我会先尽力回答跟我们今天所谈的圣灵的教义有关的问题。
I think any question which is not related to this subject, then I'm afraid I may not have time to answer.
那如果跟这个圣灵这个教义没有关系的问题，今天可能会没有时间回答。
Again, I may not be able to answer all your questions, yeah, or I'm not.Some of the questions, maybe I'm not equipped enough to answer them.
我再一次的，我没有可能没有办法回答所有的问题。那有一些问题，我也可能没有办法回答。
I'm not equipped enough to answer your questions.
我自己没有装备好，可以来回答这些问题。
If I cannot answer them, I will refer your questions to my coworkers or those who are more experienced.
那如果自己没有办法回答了，我们请在座的同工可以帮忙回答。
The first question, yeah.
第一个问题。
How do you explain this filling of the Holy Spirit before Pentecost?
要如何来解释这个在五旬节前的这个被圣灵充满的这个怎么解释呢
？Some say that he who is filled of Holy Spirit doesn't necessarily.Means that he must speak in tongues.
有些人说圣灵充满不一定要讲灵言。
For example, Jesus never spoke in tongues.
比如说主耶稣从来没有说灵言。
I think there are many examples, mentioned in the scriptures before the day of Pentecost.
我想在经卷里面，在这个五旬节前，有很多都有记载这个被圣灵充满。
Example includes John the Baptist never spoke in tongues.
比如说这个施洗约翰被圣灵充满，但是没有说他有讲灵言。
He has read my question. Yet they were described as being filled with the Spirit.
但是他却是描写说被圣灵充满。
Is it possible then for people to be filled with Spirit without speaking in tongues?
那是否有可能说一个人被圣灵充满，但是却不会说灵言呢
？If Holy Spirit is evidence, if Holy Spirit. If the receiving, I try to modify the question to make it sound all right. Okay.
So 我稍微修正一下这个问题，让它听起来更清楚。
If the receiving of the Holy Spirit is evidenced by tongues, speaking in tongues.
如果说灵言是得圣灵的一个确据
then how can you explain that John was filled by the Holy Spirit even before his birth?
那我们要如何解释当施洗约翰怀胎的时候就已经被圣灵充满呢
？I think the Old Testament scriptures, the New Testament scriptures during the time of Jesus, do mention about people being filled by the Spirit.
这个在旧约跟新约在主耶稣的时候就有描写说被圣灵充满。
But what we need to focus on is, is the work of the Spirit after the ascension of Christ.
但是我们所要专注的是在主耶稣升天圣灵降下来的圣灵所做的工。
Because that concerns the church today and the church in the times of the apostles.
因为那是跟教会有关系，是跟使徒时代的教会的时候有关系的。
So from the book of Acts, it's quite clear that, those who received the Spirit or those who were filled by the Spirit,They spoke in tongues.
所以我们可以从使徒经上看很清楚，那时候得到圣灵或是被圣灵很充满的，他们都是说灵言的。
Just like baptism. Baptism in the name of Jesus was introduced after the ascension of Christ.
比如说这个洗礼
，said put into practice after the ascension of Christ.
这个洗礼或是这个奉主耶稣圣名施洗这个洗礼是主耶稣升天以后才开始做的。
Before that, no one was baptized in the name of Jesus.
那在那之前，并没有任何人是奉主耶稣的圣名来施洗的。
You find that this is the arrangement made by God.
这是主耶稣的作为哦。
So we follow what is concerned with the church.
那 怎么记载跟教友关系，我们就这么的遵行了。
Today if we want to receive the Spirit,
所以今天如果我们要得到这个圣灵，
we must pray,
我们就要祷告。
And when the Spirit comes,
当圣灵来的时候，
we'll speak in tongues,
我们就能说灵言。
This is, you know, what has been taught, in the book of Acts.
这是《使徒行传》所教导我们的。
And I don't deny that, you know, before the ascension, there were people who were filled by the Spirit.
当然我也承认说，在这个之前也有被圣灵充满的例子。
But for today, yeah, for us to be filled by the Spirit, we must speak in tongues.
但今天如果我们要被圣灵充满或者得圣灵，我们就必须要说灵言。
Just like in the past, yeah, they offer animal sacrifices for the atonement of their sin.
就像在旧约在以前他们要把献祭献牛羊的血来赎罪赎他们的罪。
But today we don't need to do that any longer.
那今天我们不需要这么做。
What we need to do is to get ourselves baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of sin.
我们所需要做就是奉主耶稣的圣名来施洗洗去我们的罪。
So this is my answer to the question.
所以这就是我的回答。
Okay, the next question.
下一个问题。
Unlike others, my body does not move consistently after I receive the Holy Spirit.
不像其他人，当我得到圣灵的时候，我这个身体不是都一直是震动的。
Sometimes the movement are very strong and I can feel it, and it is not of myself.
有时候我在祷告的时候，我的身体震动得非常厉害，我可以感受到这不是我自己在震动的。
But sometimes the movement are not very clear.
但是有时候这种身体震动的感觉却不是很明显。
I would usually just stop myself from moving completely when I feel the movement are not clear.
所以当我觉得这个震动不是很明显的话，那我就会自己停住。
Some of my family members are unbelievers and they are very interested about Holy Spirit and requested me to pray so that they can look at me.
那我的有一些家人是为信主的他们对这个圣灵非常的有兴趣，那他们也希望说来看我祷告的情形是如何。
I feel pressured and I do not want them to feel I'm just moving my body by myself.
我不想让他们觉得我只是在动我的身体震动啊，所以我觉得这个问题让我觉得很有压力，很纳闷。
I do not have trouble speaking in tongue, but inconsistent body movement really bother me. Really bother me.
所以我在用灵言祷告的时候，我都能说灵言，那但是这个身体震动却不是一致的。
Now we know that the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit, the only evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues.
那我们知道得圣灵的唯一确据就是说灵言。
Sometimes you know a person can be moved by the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
那有时候一个人可以被圣灵所感动。
To have this kind of bodily vibration, if you like.
有这种外表身体上的这种震动。
But that is not the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
但是根据这个不是得圣灵的确据。
I think our teachings today, yeah, is on the speaking in tongues being the only evidence of receiving the Spirit.
那我们今天的教导是得圣灵，这个讲灵言是得圣灵的唯一确据。
Sometimes in my prayer, my body may move.
所以我自己祷告的时候，有时候我身体会震动。
Sometimes my body doesn't move.
有时候我身体不会震动。
It doesn't really matter. The important thing is the tongues.
这个都无关。最重要的是说，当我们用圣灵祷告的时候，我们有讲灵言。
Right, so the focus should not, be only on bodily movement.
所以我们这个焦点不应该放在说这个身体的震动上面。
Okay, next question.
下一个问题。
Okay, now the second half of the question.
这个第二个问题的下半段。
If your family members really wants to know more about the Holy Spirit.
如果你的家人真的想要对这个圣灵更知道更详细的话，
I guess you are always free to invite them to come to the church.
当然我们很欢迎来邀请家人来跟我们来教会。
To pray together with the church.
来跟教会
with the brothers and sisters.
来跟教会跟弟兄姐妹一起祷告。
I don't think you need to just, to confirm to them by, praying before them.
我想我们不需要在他们面前祷告来让他们证实说真的是有圣灵。
Ask them to come to the church, and they will see for themselves.
邀请他们来教会，让他们亲眼可以目睹这个圣灵 的做工。
Okay, the next question.
好，下一个问题。
I will leave this question out. It's on Luke chapter 11, verse 26.
这个问题是记载在路加福音十一章二十六节。我先把这个问题放在一边。
I may need a bit of time to think through it. Okay.
我也许需要有多一点时间去把它想清楚。
Is that okay?
Yeah. 可以吗
？Okay. Verse four.
第四个。
Question four.
问题第四个。
How does TJC member discern if the Holy Spirit has left him and a different spirit has entered?
作为一个真教会的信徒，我们如何分辨说圣灵已经离开我们了，然后有不一样的灵在我们心里面，在我们身体里面呢
？Okay, I'll show you a couple of verses yeah, for yourself to understand and to discern for yourself.
所以我们来翻几节圣经，让你明白了做参考。
We turn to Second Corinthians.
我们请翻开哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书
we read chapter 11.
十一章
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章
we read verse 4.
第四节
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 4.
哥林多后书十一章第四节
For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
第四节，假如有人来另传一个耶稣，不是我们所传过的，或者你们另受一个灵，不是你们所受过的，或者另得一个福音，不是你们所得过的，你们容忍他也就罢了。
Here it talks about a different gospel.
这里讲到说不一样的福音。
And also a different spirit.
不一样的灵。
And also a different another Jesus Christ.、Yeah?
甚至传另外一个耶稣。
Quite clearly, a different gospel leads to the receiving of a different spirit.
所以很明显的，这个不一样的福音就会导致我们得到不一样的灵。
Meaning that we believe in another Jesus.
那就表示说我们相信另外一个耶稣。
Today we have been given a set of gospel.
今天我们得到这个一个系统的福音。
Which is in line with.You know the body of belief of the apostolic church.
那这个福音跟《使徒行传》所传的福音是一致的。
And if we shift away from this and accept another gospel,
那如果我们今天偏离这个福音，然后去吸收、去接受另外一个福音
then we are in danger of losing the Holy Spirit, and you know, an evil spirit will enter us.
那我们就有这个危险，会失去我们原有的圣灵，然后会让另外一个灵进入我们心中。
You know that this reminder yeah, is given to the believers in Corinth.
这个是给哥林多教会的一个提醒。
You know, I guess some of the you know believers were under the influence of some false teachers. If you read the following verses.
所以，如果我们看再过来几节，我们看到说哥林多教会的信徒被这个异端所影响。
That's why they were in danger of losing the spirit of God, and you know the spirit of the devil might enter them.
所以这是为什么保罗警告他们有可能会失去他们的圣灵，甚至让别的灵来进来。
So again, I said, yeah, we have to be very serious about this. We need to show reverence to God and respect the word of God.
所以我们对这个问题要很正视它，要尊重神。
You receive the Spirit because of the truth that you have heard.
我们今天得到圣灵，是因为我们听到了这个真理。
Now we turn to Second Timothy.
我们请翻开提摩太后书。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章
we read verse 25 and 26.
二十五节二十六节
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 25 and 26.
提摩太后书二章二十五节二十六节
In humility correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, verse 26. And that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.
25节, 用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。26节，叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。
Instructs Timothy to correct those who are in opposition, but with humility.
所以这里保罗教导提摩太要抵挡那些不明白真道的人。
These people oppose the truth.
这些人是跟抵挡真道。
And they have to be corrected.
他们要被劝诫，要更改。
Now here Paul said, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, even Paul himself was not too certain.Whether these people would repent or not.
所以这里保罗也不确信，他说或者神会给他们悔改的心。
Now verse 26.
26节。
And that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him, by the devil, to do his will. Meaning those who stand in opposition against the truth of God, they are those who have been taken captive by Satan.
意思这二十六节意思就是说，那些抵挡神的真理的，就是已经被魔鬼掳去的。
If a person is taken captive by Satan, then how can the Spirit of God live in him?
所以，一个人如果被魔鬼掳去的话，那神的灵怎么有办法住在他心里呢
？I want to make a point very clear here.
我想要很慎重地把这一点讲明。
You know, when you look at a person who is demon possessed.
我们看一个人被魔鬼灵所附着
，and the person would show signs of abnormality.
我们看到说他有一种不平常的表现
，like you know some of the example given in the gospel.
我们看到说福音书有一些例子给我们看
，there was a person who was demon possessed. He lived in graves or in tombs.
有一个被鬼附着的，他是住在坟墓里。
The Bible says he harmed himself.
他伤害残害自己的身体。
He always shouted and you know and cried and wept and he you know stay in the grave.
他常常大声大叫，就是住在这个坟墓那里。
You can see this kind of abnormality.
所以你可以看出这个不正常的现象。
And the second time is like semi-abnormal.
那另外一种是属于正常跟不正常中间。
Like King Saul.、Yeah.
就比如说这个扫罗王
，Sometimes he was normal，
有时候他很正常。
Sometimes he became mad. He it's like when the devil came, he turned mad.
那有时候当魔鬼临来的时候，他就表现出像疯子一样。
That's why he wanted to what to pin David down.
那时候他就想要把这个把这个大卫杀死。
But today we find that Satan, yeah.Captured our mind if we shift our belief from the truth to another belief.
所以今天如果我们把我们这个真理移动了，不再相信的话，那这个魔鬼就会掳去我们的心。
You find that when you meet this kind of people, yeah.
当我遇到这样子的人
，they are very normal.
他们看起来非常的正常。
They can eat with you.
他可以跟你一起吃饭。
They can even joke with you.
他也可以跟你开玩笑。
No problem at all.
一点都没有什么问题。
But when we talk about the truth.
但一旦我们讲到真理的时候
，You see the true nature of the person surface.
我们可以看出他的本性就表现出来。
Alright, so again, I said that we have to be very careful.
所以我再强调说，我们要非常的小心。
The truth that we have received is not our own invention.
我们所得到的这个真理并不是我们自己发明的。
It's from the church.
是从教会来的。
The church has given the truth to us.
那这个教会把这个真理传给我们。
And this truth is given by God himself.
那这个真理是由神传给教会给我们的。
Okay, this is how we discern.
这是我们如何的来分辨。
Using the words of God.
用神的话来分辨。
Right. Today, if I don't believe that baptism saves.
今天如果我不相信说这个洗礼可以让我们得救。
I insistently, you know, don't believe that baptism saves.
我一直执迷不悟，说这个洗礼不会让我得救。
Not only that, I go around telling people baptism does not save.
不止这样，我还是跟别人讲说这个洗礼不会让我们得救。
The spirit within me is not the Holy Spirit.
那在我们里面的灵就不是圣灵。
Is the evil spirit.
这就是。
In me.
如果我们这样子传的话，那在我们的里面的灵就不是圣灵，就是邪灵。
Right. Question five. Yeah.
第五个问题。
What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
那被圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
I think I answered this question. I have explained this point already during my lessons.
当我们上几节课都有谈到这个问题，我已经有解释过了。
There are three scenarios.
有三个例子，三个表现。
When the Spirit comes, we are filled by the Spirit because the Spirit that God gives, that He has given to us, is without measure.
所以当我们圣灵来的时候，我们是被圣灵充满，因为这个神的灵是没有限量的。
Like Peter when he went out to preach,
当彼得出去外面传道的时候，
the Bible said he was filled by the Spirit,
圣经说他被圣灵所充满。
So he became very bold to speak to the Sanhedrin.
所以他很有胆量向这个公会传道理。
So that filling by the Spirit means what? The empowerment from the Holy Spirit.
所以这个被圣灵充满表示说从圣灵得来这个能力。
The last one is we must yield to the Spirit in order to be controlled by the Spirit.
那另外一种就是说我们要顺服圣灵，我们才能被圣灵所引导。
We have read Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18.
我们读到说以弗所书第五章十八节。
Paul told the members not to get drunk.
说保罗说跟信徒说不要酗酒。
Which is dissipation.
不要醉酒。
And rather be filled by the Holy Spirit.
但是要被圣灵所充满。
Meaning we must be controlled by the Spirit.
意思就是说我们要让这个圣灵来控制我们。
How can one be controlled by the Spirit?
那一个人要如何让圣灵来控制我们呢？
When he is willing to yield to the Spirit.
就是他愿意顺服圣灵的引导。
So when we pray for the infilling of the Spirit.
所以当我们求圣灵充满的时候，
it means that we are willing to forget about ourselves and to submit to the authority of the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意放弃我们自己的主见，那愿意服从圣灵的主权。
Alright, we move on.
好，下一个。
Okay, question six.
第六个问题。
When a person has many doubts and questions beyond the level that this person can think or control, what is the source of such problems? How can a person deal with this?
如果一个人他有很多的问题跟疑惑，那这些问题跟疑惑已经超出他所能控制的，那这种的问题的来源是从哪里来呢？那他要怎么去面对呢？
I think if you have this problem, you should speak to you know the preacher of the church.
如果一个有这样的问题的话，他应该跟传道好好谈一谈。
So that you know the preacher can understand your situation better.
那传道可以了解你的问题是从哪里来的。
I can't really answer the question because I don't know the problem, the exact problems.
所以我们这个传道不能回答这个问题，我们也不能知道说他实际的情况是怎么样子。
So if you have such a problem, please speak to a minister of the church.
所以如果你有这样子的问题，请跟我们的注目传道谈。
Yeah, it's okay.Or you can speak to a deacon or board members.
或者是跟圣职人员，或者是职务会的负责人。
Okay. Question seven.
第七个问题。
How is it possible from reading other church literature or heretic website that one can be infused with the spirit of error?
怎么有可能说读外教会的书籍，或者是这个外教会的刊物，那或是网站？那我们就会让这个迷惑的灵进入我们的心呢。
We are saying that, yeah, if we always pay attention to doctrines or teachings which are contrary to our beliefs.
如果我们常常去读或看这些跟我们教义、跟我们的真理抵触的这个外教会的教义的话
，Our pure mind can be corrupted.
那我们这个很纯净的这个心。跟所想的就会被败坏。
I want to read the verse to see how crafty Satan is.
那我们要来读一个经节，看这个撒旦是如何的狡猾。
We turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Now we read the verse 14.
我们看十四节。
Chapter 4 verse 14.
第四章十四节
，That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
第十四节，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
When you look at a false teaching,
我们看到这个错误的教训的时候，
It's full of deception.
这里面充满了各种的诡计。
There are a lot of tricks and design. 里面有 in the doctrine, in the teachings.
在这些异端的教训里面有很多的迷惑跟诡计。
We find that not everyone is very discerning.
我们也知道说，并不是每一个人都能很清楚的分辨。
Even if you think you know the Bible very well.
甚至我们自己也许觉得说，我们对圣经非常的清楚了解。
You know that we should not draw close to things which are contrary to our belief.
但是我们知道说，我们不应该接近那些跟我们教义抵触的那些书刊或是思想。
This is what Paul says to Timothy.
这是保罗跟提摩太所说的。
We turn to 2 Timothy.
我们请翻开提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
We read verse 22 and 23. Chapter 2, sorry.
提摩太后书第二章。
Verse 22 and verse 23.
22节23节
Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
22节，你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
My version said, those who have a pure heart.
这里讲说那些有清心的人。
Now verse 23, what does it say?
23节之后说什么呢？
But avoid foolish and ignorant dispute, knowing that they generate strife.
说总要避免那些愚拙无学问的辩论。
Must avoid all this.
我们要避免这些东西。
When you look at a heretic website.
如果我们看到那些邪教或异端的这些网站。
What do they talk about?
他们所讲的是什么呢？
They pose a lot of challenges against the belief of the church.
他们常常是问了破很多跟这个真理跟我们的信仰的教义有抵触的问题。
Like saying that TJC is not the only true church.
第一，他们会说这个真耶稣教会不是唯一能得救的教会。
They may tell you that for one to receive the Holy Spirit, the person might not need to speak in tongues.
或者是说。一个人要得圣灵，他不一定要说灵言。
All these are disputes that we don't even need to look at.
这些都是我们不需要看的辩论。
Because this is what Paul said.
因为这是保罗所说的。
But avoid foolish and ignorant dispute.
要避免这些愚拙无学问的辩论。
So spend your time on matters which are important for your spiritual life.
所以要花时间在那对我们这个灵命有造就的东西。
Like engage ourselves more in prayers.
比如说花时间在祷告上面
and read the scriptures,
或者花时间在读圣经上面
strengthen our faith in the word of God,
能加添我们的信心，让我们对神的话更明白
root our faith in the basic belief of the church,
让我们在教会的教义上扎根
that's why we don't need all this, yeah.
所以我们不需要看或是读或是看这些东西
question 8
第八题
When a member no longer believes in the TJC doctrines or partial doctrines, does not believe every doctrines of the church, does that mean the Holy Spirit is starting to depart?
一个人如果不再相信真耶稣教会的教义，或者只是相信某些部分的话，那是不是代表说他的圣灵已经开始离开了呢？
I can only tell you the person is in danger of losing the Holy Spirit.
我只能跟你讲说，这个人是在临危险的边缘，快要失去他的圣灵了。
If he insistently, goes against the belief that he had received before,
如果他
the teaching of the church,
如果他持续的抵挡或不愿意接受他从教会所得来的这个真理的教训
it will reach a point that the spirit will leave him.
那到一个程度到一点的话，他就会失去这个灵。
Exactly when I do not know.
那至于是什么时候，我不知道。
Just like God gave Paul a period of grace for him to change.
就比如说，神给保罗一段时间来改变他自己。给这个扫罗。
But he continued to act foolishly.
但是他继续的这个表现得很愚昧。
This one in the First Samuel, we can see that the Spirit of God left and then the distressing spirit came.
这是为什么在撒母耳前书记载说这个神的灵离开了他，然后这个撒旦的灵进入他的心。
We turn to First Samuel.
我们请翻开撒母耳记上。
Chapter
16. 16章。
First Samuel chapter 16.
16章。撒母耳记上16章。
Verse 14.
14节。
But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him.
14节，主神的灵离开扫罗，有恶魔从主神那里来扰乱他。
He did not repent, he did not change.
他没有悔改，他也没有改变。
He insistently acted foolishly.
他很顽他持续相信他所要相信的。
He acted foolishly.
他也表现得很愚昧。
That's why the Spirit of God left him.
所以神的灵就离开了他。
Okay, now the next one.
下一个。
Okay, is it possible for Spirit of Error and Holy Spirit to abide together in one person?
这个迷惑的灵跟圣灵是否有可能在同一个人身上呢？
We read First John.
我们请刚看约翰一书。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
We read verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
第六节，我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。
John does not talk about the coexistence of these two spirits in one person. No.
所以在这里，约翰并没有说这两种灵可以同时存在的。
There's no in between.
这没有中间的地带的。
Today, if I do not obey the Spirit.
今天我们如果不顺从、不遵守神，圣灵的话，
I know that baptism saved, but in my heart, you know, I begin to doubt.
我们知道说这个洗礼可以让我们得救，但是我们心里开始怀疑。
I actually am grieving the Spirit.
那我们就使圣灵担忧。
So if I'm very insistent on you know going against the Spirit,
我们执迷不悟，一直要跟抵抗这个真理。
Then the Spirit will leave.
那抵抗这个圣灵，那这个圣灵就会离开我们。
And the evil spirit will come.
那这个谬妄的灵就会进来。
Question 10.
那第十问题第十个。
Right. Is it possible that a member of TJC can receive the spirit of error? Why would that be possible if we are in the true church?
那一个真耶稣的信徒是否有可能得到这个谬妄或是迷惑的灵呢？那为什么会这样子？甚至我们是在一个真教会里面呢？
Okay. I want to read the First John.
我们请看翻开约翰一书。
We read the chapter 2.
第二章。
We read from verse 18 and chapter 2, verse 18 and verse 19.
第二章十八节十九节。
Verse 18 and verse 19.
约翰一书第二章十八节十九节。
Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Americans say Antichrist, Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour.
十八节，小子们啊，如今是末世了。你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。从此我们就知道，如今是末世了。
Now verse 19.
十九节。
They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us.
十九节，他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属我们的。
John was talking about a particular group of people within the church.
约翰在讲一些在教会里面的一群人。
And they have gone out from the church.
他们从教会中间出去了。
Because they no longer believe that Christ had come in the flesh.
他们不再相信说基督是道成肉身的。
That's why John said these people were anti-Christ.
这就为什么说约翰说他们是敌基督的。
And John said they were not of us.
他也不是跟我们同我们不属我们的。
Right now, if you read chapter 4, verse 6,
如果我们看第四章第六节,
those who were not of the apostle,
那些不属使徒的,
we know that they belong to the spirit of error.
他们就属谬妄的里面。
Yes, they were in the community.
虽然他们是在神的这个团体里面。
Physically, they were still in the church, for example.
虽然说这个外表身体上他们还在这个团体里面
But in the spirit they were no longer of the same family
但是在里里面他们已不再是一家人
They have gone out already because they believe in what things which are contrary to the faith
他们从他们当中出去了因为他们不再相信这个信仰团体的真理
It doesn't mean that today I'm in the true Jesus church therefore what the evil spirit will not come to me
这不代表说我们今天在真耶稣教会里面那这个谬妄的灵或是迷惑的灵不会进来我们心里面。
If we do not keep the word of God, then surely he will come.
如果我们不遵守神的话，那这个灵一定会进来的。
Right. Now, the next question.
下一个问题。
Okay, if a member received the Holy Spirit before but doesn't quite believe whether God really exists or they don't quite feel they belong to the church.And don't enjoy coming to church anymore. Deny this is the true church, or feel tired to pray, even though they still speak in tongues. How can this be if they already received the Holy Spirit? That should be confirming to them that this is the truth and that Jesus is real.
哦，如果一个信徒已经得到圣灵，但是他却不太相信这个神真的存在。那也不觉得说他属这个教会的，也不喜欢来教会，那是也不承认说这是一个真教会，那他也很不喜欢祷告，甚至虽然说他在祷告的时候还是说灵言，那这为什么一个人得了圣灵，还可能而圣灵也跟他讲说是真教会，他怎么可能会这样子的感受呢
？Again, I think you know. Whoever asked this question, I guess you should speak to a pastor or a deacon.
我想问这个问题的人应该跟这个我们的这个注目传道谈。
I think you know he can counsel you.
他可以比较正确的辅导你。
Because I think there must be some underlying reasons.
可能有一些潜伏的问题我们不知道。
So.I think only when someone speaks to you, yeah, then they will understand your problem better.
所以最好是有传道或是长职或是负责人跟你谈，把让你能把这个问题谈清楚了，才能帮助你。
Okay, is it okay?
这样可以吗？
I cannot. Serious, I don't know how to answer this question.Yeah, I think we need to know a bit more before we can answer the questions.
我们对这个问题的这个背景不是很清楚，所以很难贴切的回答这个问题。
Okay, now next question.
下一个问题。
How is it that a preacher who has sinned is no longer commissioned by TJC can continue to go and preach and still have people experience receiving tongue speaking, receiving Holy Spirit vision, miracles and signs?
为什么一个犯了罪的这个传道也被教会出了名，可以继续去传道理，甚至所传的地方还有人得圣，还有人得圣灵，看异象，甚至得医治。
Like what we said before, yeah. Now, I use myself as an example. I think it's easier to explain.
如果我们用传道做例子，比较容易了解。
If I preach another gospel, yeah.
如果我传另外一个福音。
And the church warns me.
那教会警告我
，and I refuse to heed the warning from the church。
那我拒绝听教会的劝勉。
Continue to preach another gospel.
我继续传另外一个福音。
To a point that you know, it's like I leave the church with no other options but to excommunicate me.
甚至到一个地步，我已经离开了教会，那就被教会除名了。
And I continue to go and preach.
那我继续的去传这个福音。
And I claim, you know, I say that all, you know, people still receive the Holy Spirit. Look, I perform miracles, signs, and wonders.
那我宣称说，看啊，这是这个我所传的地方，还有人继续得圣灵，他们也有很多得医治的。
First, you do not even know whether this is true or not.
第一点，我们不知道这是不是真的。
Second, you have not verified, you know, my claim.
第二，你也没有办法证实说我所讲的。
Because you have never been there.
因为你没有到我所传那个地方去。
How can you trust in my words?
你怎么可以相信我所讲的一切话呢？
Because I have already been excommunicated by the church.
因为我已经被教会除名了。
If I don't believe in the truth,
如果我不相信真理的话，
what can I say? What can come out from my mouth?
那我不相信真
理。Apart from lies.
如果我连真理都不相信，那从我口里出来能说什么呢？除了谎话还能说什么呢？
Because I'm no longer a vessel of God.
因为我已经不再做神的器皿了。
Now let's assume that truly I perform a lot of miracles, signs, and wonders.
那假设说我真的能行的神迹。
But it does not mean that all this come from God.
那这不代表说这是从神来的。
Because I do not belong to this body anymore.
因为我已经不属于这个信仰的团体了。
I want you to read Matthew 24.
我们请看马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
We read the verse 24.
我们请读二十四节。
Matthew 24, verse 24.
马太福音二十四章二十四节。
For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive.If possible, even the elect.
二十四节，因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事。倘若能行，连选民也迷惑了。
You know, human nature is such that we are easily, you know, drawn to things which are miraculous, which are spectacular.
所以，我们人的本性让我们被这种能显这种奇迹的东西就吸引去的。
So if we do not know the truth.
如果我们不了解明白真理，
we can be drawn away.
我们就会被吸引去。
And this is what Jesus said. This is the prediction of Christ.
这是主耶稣所讲，这是主耶稣的预言。
So it doesn't mean that, you know, if I can perform miracles, signs, and wonders, then I'm of God.
所以这不代表说我今天能行神迹奇事跟治病，不代表说我是属神的。
Right. Now the next one.
下一个。
Question 13. What are the symptoms of a person, whether believer or non-believer, that has the spirit of error in them?
一个人如果有迷惑或迷惘的灵在他里面，他外表的表现是什么呢？
I don't know.
我不知道。
Deacon Shea.
谢执事。
Help me.
请帮忙。
Of course, he doesn't believe in the truth.
当然，最明显就是他不再相信真理了。
He won't believe.
他绝对不会相信的。
Okay. Happy?
Yeah. 可以接受吗
？That's my answer.
这是我的答案。
Okay, we read the first John.
我们请翻开约翰一书。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
约翰一书第四章第六节。
We are of God, he who knows God, hear us. Meaning hears the apostles. He who is not of God, does not hear us. Meaning does not hear the apostles.By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
第二节，我们是属神的，认识神的就可以听从我们。这里我们就是指着使徒，不属神的就不听从我们，我们就是使徒。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。
Okay, next question.
下一个。
I think we answer one more question and then we pray.
我们再回答一个问题，我们就来祷告。
So after dinner we'll try to answer.
那晚饭以后我们再继续。
I guess you have to stay here until 12.
可能要待到十二点。
So many questions.
太多问题了。
Well, I didn't know that the church. Oh, sorry. Take back my words. Sorry. I shouldn't joke. Yeah, okay. Okay. Next question.
下一个问题。
How did God allow apostolic church, the apostolic church, apostolic church to be corrupted with false teaching?And allow the Holy Spirit to depart.
为什么神会让这个错误、这个异端的教训来败坏教会，甚至让这个圣灵离开了呢？
And how can we know that this will not happen today in the true church?
那我们怎么能知道说今天不会发生在我们的这个真教会呢？
I can only say, okay, you know, God's works appear in two periods of time.
神的工作是发生在两个时期。
That's the plan.
这是神的计划。
So he poured out the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
所以在五旬节那一天，他把圣灵降下来。
He established the church.
他把教会建立起来。
And then because of corruptions, yeah.
但是因为教会的败坏
，Obviously the responsibility rests with men.
当然，这个责任是在人身上的。
Because God has given them the truth, the Holy Spirit.
因为神已经给圣灵跟真理给他们。
And they did not follow.
但是他们没有顺从。
So the Spirit left the church.
所以圣灵就离开了教会。
And then the Spirit came again.
然后圣灵再一次的来临。
To establish the church.
来建立这个真教会。
Will this happen to the church? Meaning, will this fate of the apostolic happen, church, happen in the true Jesus church?
所以发生在这个使徒时代的教会，是否会发生在今天这个真教会呢？
Right. We read a few passages.
我们来看几节章节。
I think just now we mentioned about the vineyard. Remember?
我们还谈到这个葡萄园。
Chapter 5, yeah. Isaiah chapter 5.
请翻开以赛亚书第五章。
It talks about the total destruction of the vineyard.
第五章讲到这个葡萄园完全的破坏。
Right, thorns and briar grow in it.
会长荆棘跟棘藜。
And God commanded that the cloud not to rain.
那神命这个云不再降雨在其上。
This is what the work of God.
这就是神的工作，神所做的。
When you look at chapter 27,
如果我们看二十七章
you see that the work of God is different from the one mentioned in chapter 5.
在这里所描写神的工作跟第五章却是相反的，不一样的。
Because God is going to water the garden.
那神要浇灌这个葡萄园。
He is going to keep it night and day.
他昼夜要看顾。
Not only that, he is going to fight against what? The thorns and briars.
不止这样，他要与荆棘跟棘藜来交战。
He would burn them together.
他要把这些都焚烧。
Meaning that, you know, when God re-establishes vineyard, he would not allow it to be destroyed completely.
意思就是说，当神再一次的把这个葡萄园建立的时候，他不会让这个葡萄园再荒落下去。
Because he's going to fight for the church.
因为他为教会来征战。
We believe that the church is going through a very tough period of time.
我们知道说教会在经过一个很一个挑战的时期。
But God is with us.
但是我们知道神是与我们同在的。
As long as we faithfully hold on to the word and continue to pray.
只要我们有忠心的保守这个真理，然后祷告。
Then we shall, you know, remain in this church of God.
我们就能继续留在这个真教会里面。
I want to read Isaiah chapter 2.
我们请翻开以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
The first part talks about the coming up of the mountain of God.
第一段讲到说这个主耶稣的山，这个神的山。
We know that this is the church.
这个山就指着教会。
Now before this mountain was established, it talks about how this faithful city of God has been destroyed.
在这个山建立之前，这里描写到说这个神的城如何被毁灭。
We read chapter 1 verse 21.
我们看第一章的二十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 21.
以赛亚书第一章二十一节。
How the faithful city has become a harlot. It was full of justice, righteousness.Lodge in it, but now murderer.
可叹啊，忠信的城变为妓女。从前充满了公平公义，居在其中，现今却有凶手居住。
Now verse 27.
二十七节。
Zion shall be redeemed with justice and the penitents with righteousness.
锡安必因公平得蒙救赎。
So in the mind of God, He is going to redeem Zion again.
所以在神的计划，他要再一次的救赎锡安。
We turn to chapter.Isaiah, huh? chapter 32.
我们请翻开以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
以赛亚书三十二章。
We read verse 5. Yeah?
第五节。
The Lord is exalted, for He dwells on high, but He has filled Zion with
三十三章第五节。
33 verse 5.
三十三章第五节。
The Lord is exalted, for He dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness.
神被尊崇，因他居住在高处，他以公平公义充满锡安。
Yes. You find that He is going to do something about the church again.
我们看到说他会再次的在这个教会有一些作为。
That's why when you read Isaiah chapter 2.
所以当我们读以赛亚书的时候，第二章
It talks about the emergence of the end time true church.
我们看到说敌基督的出现
Emergence of the end time true church.
我们看到说在末世的这个教会的出现，真教会的出现。
Now I'm going to read verse 5, yeah?
我们看这第五节。
All house of Jacob, come and let us walk. Chapter 2, verse 5.
第二章的第五节，以赛亚书第二章第五节。
Okay, O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the house.
雅各家来吧，我们在神的光明中行走。
After the establishment of the church,
当这个真耶稣再一次的被建立起来。
The standard is made clear.
这个标准非常的显明。
When you read from verse 6,
从第六节读起。
It seems that God has forsaken the city.
好像看起来这个神已经抛弃了这个城。
Has forsaken the land.
也抛弃了这个地。
Now there are two major problems here.
这有两个问题。
From chapter 2, chapter 3.
从第二章、第三章可以看出来。
First is pride.
第一个是骄傲。
If you look at ourselves.
如果我们看我们自己。
If we ask ourselves very honest questions.
如果我们问一个自己一个很诚实的问题。
Are we humble before God?
我们在神是否有谦卑呢？
Do we really submit to the authority of God?
我们是否真的顺服神的这个权柄呢？
Not exactly.
并不是真的样子。
The second problem.
第二个问题。
Is idolatry.
就是偶像。
Today we don't worship visible idols.
今天我们不拜这个物质的这个偶像。
What about invisible idols?
但是那个看不见的偶像呢？
Invisible idols fill our hearts. Is that true?
这些看不见的偶像充满了我们的心中。
This is our situation today.
这是我们今天的现象。
But God is going to do something about it.
但是神要有他的作为。
If you come to chapter 4,
如果我们看到第四章的时候
，He is going to cleanse Zion.
他要洁净这个锡安。
With the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning in verse 4, chapter 4, verse 4.
要用公义的灵跟焚烧的灵来洁净。
Only those who have been purged, then they can remain in Zion, remain in the church.
只有那些被除净的、被焚烧过才能留在锡安里。
We all have to be purged. I have to be purged.
所以我们要把这些污秽被除去，你跟我都是要这样子的。
And I guess...I have to be purged.
我也要被除去。
You have to be purged.
你的污秽也要被除去。
If we want to remain in the church,
如果我们要留在这个教会，
we must be cleansed by God.
我们要被神来洁净。
Sometimes we find that, certain character of ours is very hard to change. We are very stubborn.
有时候发现说我们这个性上的一些缺点，非常顽固，很难去去除他们。
Without this cleansing, we can never change.
所以，如果没有这里的这个洁净的话，我们是没有办法去除他们的。
So we need God to help us to to cleanse us.
所以我们需要神的帮助来帮助我们洁净这些。
So we believe that the church will not decline completely. The church will go through a period of struggle.
所以我相信说这个教会绝对不会继续的下往下走，它会经过一段的这个洁净的时期。
And you know, God will do something about it.
那神会有他的作为，他的工作出现。
I think now is the time to pray.
那现在我们要一起来祷告。
And those who need to laying hand, please come to the front.
想要被按手祷告的，请到前面来。
So we ask the ministers, the preachers, the deacons to help laying.
我们请圣职人员传道长子帮忙按手。
Let's pray together.
我们一起跪下来祷告。